Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Well, my first question to you, ma'am. By any chance, are you Martha Haley?
Yes.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or a television station?
No.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
All right, ma'am. And even though it's a long way off, what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I vote there all the time, all my life.
Oh, okay, ma'am, because I was going to say definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50 chance or will not vote. You said,
I will vote 100%.
Okay. And for statistical purposes, may I know your age?
I am 84.
Okay, ma'am. And just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
White.
Okay. Moving on, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you are very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I am, compared to years I have lived through, I guess I would say I am satisfied. Stuff happens.
No problem, ma'am. Well, I want to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of a 0 to 100. 100 means very favorable. A 0 means very unfavorable. If you don't know the person or organization, you can tell me as well. So, for example, woke culture or wokeism from a 0 to 100, how much would you rate that, ma'am?
I've never really understood this wokeism stuff, but so I will answer that one.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. What about Moms for Liberty from a 0 to 100?
Never heard of them.
No problem. What about public schools from a 0 to 100?
What about them?
Public schools, how much would you rate them from a 0 to 100?
100. They're doing the best they can with all the people they have.
I see, ma'am. What about charter schools from a 0 to 100?
I do not understand charter schools, but I figure it's taking money away, so I'd say 80.
And 80. What about Joe Biden from a 0 to 100?
100.
Okay. And Donald Trump from a 0 to 100?
0.
Okay. And public school teachers from a 0 to 100?
Oh, 100.
Okay. And the National Education Association, or NEA, from a 0 to 100?
Oh, 90.
Okay. And the U.S. Department of Education from a 0 to 100?
90.
Okay, ma'am. All right. And moving on quickly, ma'am. Well, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Compared to other nations, excellent.
Okay. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
My schools are great in my neighborhood, staying the same.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, ma'am, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Again, I just want you to rate from a 0 to a 10. 10 means public schools prepare them very well. 0 means that public schools do not prepare students at all. For example, the first one is develop social skills from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that, ma'am?
Well, I think it's hard for them, and I'd say an 8. The parents are supposed to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, did you say an 8, ma'am, from a 0 to
eight.
A 10? Oh,
eight.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. What about this one? Develop critical thinking skills from a 0 to a 10?
8.
Okay. And compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market from a 0 to a 10?
I think it's about a 5.
Oh.
They teach what they're told to teach. So, you know, if they want them to teach for the future, they should change their lessons.
I see, ma'am. Your feedback is welcome. What about understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world? From a 0 to a 10, how much would you rate that?
Oh, probably about a 4. They teach them.
Okay, ma'am. What about this one? Grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from a 0 to a 10?
9.
Okay. And this one, ma'am. Be ready for higher education like college from a 0 to a 10. How much would you rate that?
A 10 if they pay attention.
I understand. Well, moving on, ma'am. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or about the right amount on public school education?
About the right amount.
Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Would you say yes?
Never. No.
Okay, ma'am. Well, how much have you heard, read, or seen about the critical race theory or CRT? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I have seen it on TV. I paid no attention. I live in a good area. We seem to all get along.
Oh. Well, do you consider in that case that it's a lot, a little, or nothing at all, ma'am, that you have heard, seen, or read about the critical race theory?
Not at all. I skip
it. No problem, ma'am. And moving on, we would like to know as well, ma'am, as you may know, you have heard the critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics, ma'am? Would you agree or disagree with that?
I kind of agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. Would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? Would you say a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
A little. All right, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. I want you to tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, ma'am, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
I disagree.
Disagree? Would you
say
something?
They should teach subject and not opinions.
I understand, ma'am. Would you say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. What about this one, ma'am? Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Would you say you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
What about this
one? Teach the history of it.
Oh, okay, ma'am, no problem. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. But then they should follow the course of study. It should not be the teacher deciding what she wants to teach. But neither should parents be allowed to tell them what to teach. So I don't know what the answer to that is.
Well, you can always say, ma'am, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Oh, okay, ma'am. What about this one, ma'am? I'm going to read to you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. I just want you to tell me if you would support or oppose them. For example, the first one says, given parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, would you support or oppose that?
Say that again. What was the third word?
Yes. Given parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school, would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it.
Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
What about this one, ma'am? Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that?
I'll oppose it because I don't think it needs to be taught in school.
I see. Would you say somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly, strongly.
Okay, ma'am. What about this one? Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you say you support or oppose that?
Support it.
Would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about this one? Adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum. Would you say you support or oppose that?
Oppose it strongly.
Okay. And this last one for this section says increasing discipline in schools. Would you support or oppose that?
I oppose it because we discipline them in schools.
Mm-hmm. Would you say strongly oppose or somewhat oppose, ma'am?
Strongly.
Strongly oppose. Okay. Moving on, ma'am. Well, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, ma'am, would you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum? Would you support or oppose that?
Oppose it strongly.
Okay.
We shouldn't point out the color of the people that did great things, including white people.
I understand, ma'am. Well, I'm going to read to you some arguments that others might make about education in America. I just want you to rate on a scale of a 0 to 10. 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. For example, the first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing do you feel this is?
Now, that was that they should be allowed to teach the history of what's actually happened in the United States, right? And I strongly support that.
Well,
but not just dwell on one race against the other. Just teach it and move on.
I understand that. Well, remember, it's between a 0 to a 10. 10 means it's a very convincing argument. 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. How much would you rate it from a 0 to a 10?
Not an argument. 10.
A 10. Okay. What about this one? Last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books. From a 0 to a 10, how convincing do you feel that is as an argument?
A 0.
A 0. What about this one, ma'am? The last one for this section says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? School is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. From a 0 to a 10, ma'am, how convincing do you feel that is?
0.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for your responses. Moving on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So once again, just tell me, ma'am, whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you say that you agree or disagree with that, ma'am?
Well, I think it would. I don't agree that teachers should choose what they want to teach, and I don't agree parents should tell them what to teach. There needs to be a group in between that has the curriculum and they teach it.
Well,
so I don't have an answer for that.
Oh, okay, ma'am. What about this one? Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the U.S. and how it continues to affect us today. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I agree.
Would you say strongly or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Strongly agree. Okay, ma'am. And, well, these last questions. What is the highest level of education you have completed, ma'am?
I have 2 masters, taught school 35 years with a public school librarian 13.
No problem, ma'am. Your feedback is very welcome.
And believe me, there's some dumb teachers out there. They should not be left on their own, including myself, to come up with the curriculum. It should be a group of people, all kinds of people, and come up with the curriculum, and teachers teach it, and don't put in their opinions.
I see, ma'am. Well, which of the following best describes your work situation? Would you say you're employed, retired, unemployed, a student,
retired,
or a teacher? Oh, okay. And or would you say you're married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separated, or widowed?
Widowed.
Oh, okay, ma'am. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm an independent who always votes for who I think is the best person, and it seems to always be the Democrat.
No problem, ma'am. Do you have any children?
He gave us Social Security.
Oh.
They did. I don't want him to take it away.
I see, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. I have nieces, nephews, and that kind of thing, but no.
Well, since you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, would you say you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of them in school right now.
Oh.
One that goes to a charter school. She loves it.
That's what I was going to ask you right now, ma'am. If you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years, and you said yes, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they don't have to pay, though, but they don't. It's just like public school. They just don't pay.
No problem, ma'am.
Just like public.
Well, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay, ma'am. How often would you say you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
I always go in every Sunday and talk Sunday school.
Oh.
But I've had some heart problems, and I haven't been there since February. So when I'm better, I'll be back.
No problem, ma'am.
But I'm Lutheran. They don't tell me what to think.
No problem, ma'am. Well, for each of the following descriptions, I want you to tell me if they apply to you or somebody in your household. This first one says, is a born-again evangelical or fundamental Christian?
Oh, it's evangelical. That's what they call us, but I don't believe. I believe what I believe.
Oh, would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
Me and my household.
Oh, okay. What about this one, ma'am? Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom mate, would you say that applies to you or somebody in your household?
Me.
Okay, ma'am. No problem. Well, how would you describe the area would you live in? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Urban?
Well, we're in a small town.
Oh, okay,
that
ma'am. Well, no problem, ma'am. That completes the survey. Thank you
okay.
so much. For your responses. They were so helpful to me, ma'am. Thank you for your time, ma'am. Have a
Am I the only person that answered all the questions? I can't imagine anybody sitting still for this. I was waiting on my washing machine to stop.
That's okay, ma'am. Thank you so much for your feedback. Have a nice
okay.
day, ma'am. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.